Welcome to the February 2014 issue of T&D Magazine. I'm Paula Ketter, editor. The role of the trainer. The role of the trainer has evolved during the past few decades. It is time for learning and development professionals to embrace this evolution and begin to change the way they design and deliver training and accept their roles in different areas of the organization. The cover story on page 28 highlights the changing role of the trainer from a presenter of content to a coach who is developing the talents of her pupils, authors John Bergman and Aaron Sams write. In a flipped learning model, the basic premise is that direct instruction and lecture is not an effective teaching tool in a group learning space, but is effective when delivered to individuals. Classroom time is spent applying what students have learned by using equipment and simulations. This does not diminish the need for expert teachers or trainers, Bergman and Sams write. In fact, experts are even more essential in a flipped learning setting because so much individualized attention is given to learners. The feature article on page 32 focuses on the learning and development function's role in an organization's succession planning initiatives. Succession planning is the responsibility of learning and development, whether or not learning and development is under human resources, writes authors Norma Davila and Wanda Pina Ramirez. As you create the company's integrated development plan, you need to include succession planning and envision it as a mechanism to maintain the organization's prosperity. The evolution of the trainer's role in today's business world is continuing at a brisk pace and is something that all trainers need to embrace to maintain relevance in the organization. As John Coney explained in the March 2013 issue of T&D, trainers have gone from telling learners what they know to designing initiatives aimed at what they think learners need to know, to curating collections of what learners might need to know, to guiding learners among myriad options toward what those learners want to know. Are you open to changing the way you design and deliver content? Are you willing to take on more responsibility in the recruitment of future employees? The past decade has changed this profession at lightning speed, and the next 10 years will have a profound effect on the role of a trainer. Don't get left behind. Be willing to change and evolve because your success in this field will depend on it.